Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and I thank you very much for listening to AIR. I hope you had a wonderful holiday last week, and it really is the opening of kind of a new season. Ever since 11/11, we've really been in a different kind of reality. And things that worked before really don't work quite the same way. And we have been kind of finding a way to see what does work. And that's really what I want to talk about today, is really trying to figure out with you things that do work and giving you some hints on what I've heard and what I've read of the way things are going. This is all a new adventure for everyone, so we're all kind of finding our own way. And there's been some people who've been kind of ahead of the pack, but because of the energy and the way the planets have been aligned, it really is quite positive time right now. Currently, we have most of the planets, I think 10 of the, most of the planets are actually going straight right now, which is just a miracle. After all, so much of the retrograde and changes and holdups, with Uranus just going straight on December 1st, it really has opened the ways to magic. And that's the one thing that these current times that you really need to understand is reconnecting to magic. And that would be your imagination. If you can imagine it, if you can feel it, sense it, and just let it go, knowing it's a done deal, that is part of the knowing. Now, the knowing is just having the total strength, courage, integrity to know that your heart's desire really is on the right track. Now, there was an article in Spirit Library by Cecile Finn who basically asked the question, is that really what you want? And it really is a good question, because the universe is only one going to give you what you is truly in alignment with your heart and with the universe. So if you're putting all this stuff out there, and even the way you do that has changed, you really need to look within your heart and see if it's in alignment with your heart's desire. You're now becoming more and more your true self. And being your true self, in the last few weeks, all the past mistakes, doubts, fears might be coming up. And the one thing, it will be continuing till you clear it all. So next time something comes up, don't claim it. Say, this is not me. I'm letting go of this. Past no longer exists within me. Thank you very much. But no, I do not claim this. It usually happens early in the morning. It has been consistently happening to me in the morning. And a lot of it I do look at for a second. And I might fall or begin to fall into that trap of claiming it again. But for the most part, I will say that's my past. It no longer is a part of me. And as soon as I see that and feel that, it pretty much fades out of the picture. So if you've been in a funk, there's a lot of funky energy around still. It's a lot more positive energy. But a lot of the stuff, the lingering stuff that's been dogging you for the last, 2 years, it's finally coming to the surface to finally get cleared out. The one thing that I am seeing a lot of is relationships. In the early mornings, past relationships, things that happened in past relationships are coming up. I'm seeing how and why my part of it was part of the deal of it just not happening, but I'm also seeing theirs. But I'm not totally reclaiming what happened. It's a yes, it's a past. Thank you very much. That's my past. It no longer is part of me. Because you don't want those patterns to stick. And if you claim it, you're claiming it. If you say, oh, that's what happened with my last relationship, guess what? You claimed it again. So if you see something, don't use my. Just kind of exit that word out of your vocabulary for a little bit. Except when you say, my heart's desire. But anything else, you really need to not say my. Say the. That's neutral. That's not claiming it. That's just stating it's there, but you're not claiming it. And that is the biggest thing not to do. The other thing is, don't get frustrated. Do your best just to be as lighthearted as possible. I recently have been visited by coyotes, a pack of 5 coyotes. It's a family. They're cute. They're young. They got young'uns. And they're playing. And I was noticing, I'm saying, oh, how cute. But they kept coming by, and I just wasn't in that state of the mind. Till one morning, I just heard them singing in the background. And I said, okay, there's a message for me. And coyote is the trickster. It is the one that tells you to laugh at your mistakes. Have fun at what you're doing. All the time. Find the joy in every moment and hold on to it. So when those past situations come up and that negative mood that has been lingering for many people, just say, thanks for the visit, but no, no. Bye-bye. I'm not claiming you. You're not part of it. And it pretty much fades pretty quickly. It's almost like a test to see if you really want to get rid of your patterns or not. And it's very interesting that once you really look and see if it is your true heart's desire, and for the highest good of for you and everyone else, things flow really quite quickly. If it isn't, number one, either you've claimed it again and you're making the situation yours, and something that a lot of people are saying is, I want to get rid of my financial obligations. Well, you said my. So if you change it, bring those feelings of having that debt that everybody seems to be having quite a bit of, especially after the last couple years. Instead of saying my debt, see, the debt is now gone. It's paid in full. Thank you very much. By saying the, you're not owning it anymore. So next time you start panicking about money, really look at it. And as Sarah Burnham said a few weeks ago, take a golden net, scoop those negative feelings up, look at it, but throw it in the black hole. Get rid of it. Don't claim it anymore. Heal it now. And if you ever see yourself beginning to say my, change it to the or a, something neutral. And it will help you from starting the process all over again and holding on to things that you truly do want to let go. So it's time to remind yourself really of the joy and to laugh. And I'm finding myself laughing harder at the silliest things. It's a deeper, soul deep laugh at little things. And it's just such a joy to be able to laugh at everything. Because there's so much of illusion and delusion and pressure out there right now to be getting things ahead. If you feel like doing absolutely nothing, in this new energy, it's all about not working. It's all about manifesting. So one thing I know is my bills are always paid. If I'm supposed to make a certain amount of money in a day, I know I'll make enough to pay. All the bills are paid. Everything that I need is provided for. Know it. I've always had that knowing that I'm going to be okay regardless. I had some doubts this summer, but it was. Everything was always taken care of. And every day I get stronger and stronger in that knowing. Now, I mentioned relationships, and past relationships are coming back. People coming back, and especially if you're on Facebook, you had a lot of old friends pop up, and you have a choice to either be with that person or not. And I had a friend who I hadn't talked to in a year contact me on Facebook. She wanted to be friends. And I really looked at her and said, what did I really gain from that experience with her? And I really didn't feel like I needed to be friends with her. So I didn't. Do I feel bad? No. I wish her well. I think she's an awesome person. But this time, I'm just going in a different direction. Especially since she really wanted to know one certain question. And I knew she was asking the question just for gossip's sake. Everybody was wondering what I was doing, yet nobody was talking to me, nobody was calling me and asking me directly, except this woman I hadn't talked to in a year. I didn't feel obligated to answer the question. I let her go. And I feel okay about it. Now, she might not understand, but I think in time she will. People coming into your life, you don't automatically have to be friends with them. If they radiate with you, if they make you feel good, something that is very, very clear is the fact that if something doesn't make you happy, don't claim it. Don't own it. Don't be by it. If you're in a job that you're not liking, you got to trust the universe that something else is better and you just need to quit. Something else will come. There was a woman on Facebook that literally said that story, that she was miserable at her job, but she was keeping it just because she knows she needed the money. But she got so frustrated that one day she literally says, I need to trust the universe. She went in, she quit. Within 2 days, she had another job that was even better pay, a better situation for her. She took that leap of faith. It is not always easy to have that knowing, but she had that knowing she was going to be okay. So how do you know you have this knowing and this trust and this faith when you've been beaten about for the last 2, 3, 4, 9 years? It's when you can actually say something very solidly and feel it radiate and resonate in your heart and soul. For instance, when I say, I know all the bills, all my needs are taken care of, I feel a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart, a very positive vibration. Now, I've been talking to a few people about relationships, and they want this relationship so very much. And they've been doing anything and everything to manifest it. And they're getting, you know, all these signs that it's possible. Yet nothing is happening. And if anything, things just seem to be going further and further away. And I've mentioned to both these people that you need to let go. And they said, we have. Yet this person that they want is constantly on their mind. They're feeling awful about the situation. They don't know what to do. And it's not manifesting. And it's not coming around fast enough, soon enough. They're not getting any signs that it's going to anymore. but they're really hopeful. And I learned a long time ago, for me, if I just say, this is what I want, and I totally let it go and totally forget about it, before I know it, it's there. It's that knowing. It's that trust. And it's also making sure that really is in alignment with a creative hologram that everybody has. So when you want a relationship to happen, you need to walk away from it. As the old saying says, if you love someone or something, you need to let it go. And if it comes back to you, then it truly was meant to be. You have to be confident enough in that love, in the knowing of that love, to be able to let it go, to love somebody and let them be what they need to be in that moment. Let them go, twist in the wind, you know, get rid of all their angst and all their worries and all that stuff. Because if you truly love someone and they're truly meant to be with you, they will be. It's just a matter of trusting them enough that they trust the love that you have is really being there. It's not easy. I'm not going to say it is. I'm just letting you know. More and more, we are now living, I would say for the most part, everybody listening to this program, we're now in the fifth dimension, folks. We're in a different place in space and time than we were, say, 6 months ago, or even 3 months ago. 9-9 started the shift to two different levels. It's like we went from 3 to 4 on the 9th, and it slowly started building. And on 11-11, it was really the split. And that's why all the negativity, the old you, which is slowly dying, is trying to pull you back into that other reality because it wants to live. Even though it's not working, it hasn't, it won't, it's coming up to see if you're going to claim it and bring it along for the ride. Now, I'm not saying you have to be 100% clear. Though a lot of people are saying you can't have any baggage. And I really don't think you really can. But in other ways, you can have something that needs taken care of, that isn't quite done. But the sooner you let go of it and say it's taken care of and not claim it, that baggage really doesn't exist and it won't hold you back. There are many people I know who are free and clear, and they're really moving forward. They're getting things done a lot quicker, faster, and it's amazing the things that are manifesting for them. I've had amazing things happen for me. Are things happening as fast as I would like it? Of course not. I'm a fire sign. I never am quite satisfied. Plus, I got Virgo, so I'm a perfectionist to boot. And so I have Virgo as my moon. So the relationships, always I want them a certain way, and I had to let that go. It doesn't fit. I have to accept people for who and what they are. Not always easy. Seeing how I can see through what they're showing me much deeper than they even realize. But I do it. And unless it's something that really gets on my nerve, I just accept them. And it's been very interesting the last month or so. The amount of compassion, tolerance, and really unconditional love. Really, truly just knowing who is good for me and who isn't. And it's very also interesting that in many ways I feel more protected and in many ways almost invisible to the energies that used to be around. I used to constantly have to shield myself from negative energy. Now, any negative energy sometimes is somebody who's thinking of you. like I have a friend who keeps thinking of me, and I know he wants to call me, but yet he hasn't, because he hasn't gotten the nerve to do it yet. We didn't leave things in the best of terms, and I know he's going to come around so we can get closure. I have no doubts about that. I know it. It's just timing. But do I hold on to that? No. It's going to happen when it happens. Things that used to really hold on to me really tight and just ruin my day really literally are like a bird flying by. I watch it for a second and then it goes out of view. And I think a lot of you are feeling that same thing. As my friend Chris often says, I choose to be happy. That's exactly the best way to be, is choose to be happy, to find that joy in every moment. Even if you're feeling a little down, it's okay. If you're feeling a little funky, drink lots of water and know that it's going to be all right. If you have aches and pains and you really notice it, immediately say, this is not mine. Pain, be gone. You're not mine anymore. Things that used to work for us, supplements, our diet, certain exercises that always kept it in really good shape. A lot of those things are being realigned and retuned, so they might not work the same way they used to. So you just need to find the right mix. Something that you really need to protect right now, health-wise, is your immune system. So make sure you get the immune system nice and strong. Make sure you're getting enough protein and minerals in your diet to keep things going and flowing smoothly. If you feel like you need to rest, rest. If you feel that you need to drink more water, listen to your body, because it really is talking to you loud and clear these days. Something that is very interesting, and it's been happening the last couple weeks, is I've been having really almost chronic sinus headaches. And when it first started, it was really, really bad. And the only thing that really helped these sinus headaches is coffee, because it opened things up. Then I stopped claiming it. I literally say, I don't have a headache. This pain is gone. The headaches went away. But I'm also making sure with the coffee that I drank a lot of water, because coffee can dehydrate me. But the headaches were part of the realignment. It's something that a lot of people going through the realignment are feeling, or things around the head. Sinus headaches, sinus pressure, congestion, just achy feelings all over their head. Their neck feels like it needs to be adjusted. TMJ, TMD, those symptoms come back. Achy jaws, your teeth might get sore. You're being realigned. Your brain is being reprogrammed to a higher frequency. So it's going to be taking a little bit to adjust all of this. And I keep getting, just drink lots of water. Warm water if you want. You know, warm water with a little lemon is great, purifying stuff. It helps you detox, because you want to get rid of those toxins. Doing a detox now is good as well. So you just need to really make sure you're keeping yourself in the best shape you can. But don't overdo it either. I'm increasing the length of my walks. Walking to me is very gentle. It's easygoing. I've got a lot of hills where I work, so where I live, so it's easy to get quite the workout. I'm also still doing some dance moves, some salsa kind of moves to get my, you know, the cardio keep going. I'm trying to do things to do the weight to make sure the muscle is being used. So you just need to make sure your body is moving. But if you need to rest, don't fight it. Also know right now, you need to listen to your heart and your soul because they're screaming. They're really trying to let you know which direction is the right way to go. And if you have no clue, and I get that quite often, I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing, don't freak out. Don't panic. Don't get frustrated. Things are being lined up so you know exactly what to do. The other thing that you need to realize, you are creating your life now. So whatever your heart's desire is, and that's why it's important to speak to your heart. Go into that stillness. Go deep within yourself and say, all right, heart. All right, soul. And I would even include your inner child, so it's fun. What do you want to do? And follow it. I've been doing that a lot, and there's several things that I really know that I enjoy doing, that I'm good at. One of them is writing, which I'm doing more of. If you get my newsletter, it's on its way out. I'm writing another one right now. The other thing that I truly enjoy doing is working with musicians and artists. I'd like to be involved in art. I'm good at promotions. That's what I do. I have a knack, and it's magical for me to see people's dreams bloom before their eyes and before mine. It's awesome. So I know I am now collecting more and more musicians around me. I'm meeting a lot more people that somehow connected with the arts. So I'm getting a clear indication that's something I need to focus on. So Abstract Illusions is a support network for creative expression. So I know I'm going to be focusing more on that. And my psychic readings will be around because I absolutely adore doing that as well. So I'll be doing a little bit of both. This year is coming to an end very closely. And it's just interesting how there are certain things that I'm finding people are saying with such total confusion. And it is a lot of people saying the year is almost over and I feel like I really haven't accomplished anything. This year has been just a waste. It's like one of the worst years I've ever lived with. And I'm still like throwing my hands out there saying, okay, what next? And I tend to agree with her statement. It has not been an easy year. But I also know I've grown more. I've learned so much of what I've learned over the last 9 years all over again. It's like I've lived my entire life over again within 1 year. Like the highlights of all the lessons that I learned and should have learned even better and deeper came back to me in 2009. And I'm grateful for it because I got a clearer indication. And it's wonderful. Now, I do want to open up the phone lines. So if you have any comments or questions you want to ask, please feel free to call in. The number is 888-815-9756. And the wonderful man, Seth, will let you through. So if you have any questions or comments about the knowing, manifestation, really having fun now, because that's what it's all about now. You really are really going through a tremendous shift this last year, and I want to congratulate you You guys are all awesome and wonderful and such a blessing in my life. I really appreciate each of you who is listening really consistently, and I know there's quite a few. I appreciate you so much for being a part of my journey and helping this dream of mine really get even stronger. This is something I absolutely love doing. And it has been really quite the training ground for me, because something I know I'm supposed to be doing is a little bit more public speaking. So if you need a public speaker and you would like me to speak at a group or whatever, something, just do contact me. I am available. My contact information is on my website. It is on the bbsradio.com abstract illusion. It is also on my website of angelsintuition.com, and you can get in touch with me through those ways. Right now, I really want to emphasize, trust your intuition. We do have John on from Connecticut. Hello, John. How are you doing? It's been a while.
I'm doing real fine, and how are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing just fine.
Great. So,
how are you doing these days?
Good. I had a question that I thought that you might be able to assist me with. This regarded the healing sessions and that. Lately, and by lately I don't mean recently, but lately it seems that I've always been guided to do a form of activation with quite a percentage of the people that have come to me, and I perceive it as either working with the synaptic pathways or clearing shields from the heart chakra area, but some sort of activation as well that's dealing with this timing, and that's even been quite profound after the 11/11 doorway there. And
yes.
I just wanted to get a little insight on that from you.
In what
your
way?
Guidance in you know, I just basically wanted to know if you would see what your guides were showing you on that, because I feel very honored and that this is possible for me to act as a catalyst in that measure, and if there is any other information for me in that regard.
Basically, the first thing I'm getting is you're right on track. You're on you're truly on your path and your journey. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I'm also getting very strongly just to relax about it. They're honored that you are taking this on. They are, you know, you're getting almost tense with the excitement, and they want you just to relax and have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
It is a big responsibility, and yes, you are opening the doorways for the final doorway, and they wanted to stress the final doorway for people to really fully embrace some things within their lives, and they do thank you very much for that.
Well, thank you for that information, because that's I've been getting some very unusual clients that, and, you know, like I say, because of their past and other things involved in it, I am honored for that. And it is exciting, but when I do the sessions, I relax into it.
Oh, yes. I move
into a very meditative state and allowing and ask for that, which is most on purpose. But the activations were... you know, because I still do I have a lot of physical anomalies that I work with, and they're also very powerful, but the added activations and that were, I was interested in the beings, but I believe I already know the beings involved on that.
Yes, trust yourself. You know exactly what's going on. Really, they're saying you're right on track. Don't doubt yourself at all. In any way, any information, if it feels incomplete,
mm-hmm.
it will be completed there's like a timing for some of the information that is kind of like, and this is the way that they're saying it, drizzling down on you. Mm-hmm. It's like a fine mist.
I see.
And it's like slowly building because they don't want to overwhelm you with the information.
I see, okay. Right, because
you need time to kind of adjust to it and assimilate and filter the information all the way down to the smallest atom. That's how deep this information is affecting you.
I see, okay.
It's reactivating a part of your DNA that's been dormant for thousands of years. So it's going to take up, they don't want to shake you up too fast. So okay. Have a little patience with that.
Well, it should be interesting because on the Epiphany this year, it's also my birthday, and we're going to go back to Sedona for about a week. So I plan on visiting some of the sites there, and I look forward to that as well.
Excellent. That'll be a good trip for you.
Yeah. All righty. Well, thank you for your time, and it's wonderful hearing you. I do whenever I have a chance to do that.
And I appreciate you very much, and happy holidays to you.
And the same to you there, Jennifer.
Many blessings.
And the same to you. Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. And we have June from San Francisco on line two.
Hi there.
Hi, June. How are you doing?
What a beautiful full moon. I'm sitting here in the dark looking out at this full moon. It's magic, isn't it?
It's really a magical moon. It really has been the last few full moons have been very, very bright and big.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the dark moons are really, really dark.
Yes.
You said something tonight that really triggered me to call you about the past trying to pull me back right now. And I have an ex that I left 2 years ago that I'm just so thinking about lately, and I don't know if it's my past pulling me back or if he's changed enough to, you know, he did call lately, and I just wonder what you get about that.
Can I have his first name?
Martin.
Martin?
Mm-hmm. A Virgo.
A Virgo, yes. What I'm getting is he has grown up. He still has some more growing up to do. And really use your own discernment on this. There is possibilities, but part of you is really hesitant, and there's a reason for that. So listen to your heart. Really go into your heart and say, is this man really for my highest good? And you will get an answer.
Oh, girl, I already thought that. That's why I called you. I'm so torn about it. I'm so pulled, and yet I'm so afraid because it was very bad when it was bad.
Okay, let's put it this way. Something else I said today, anything that makes you sad or frustrated or troubles you isn't going to be for your highest good.
Well, he used to. That's why I wondered if he changed. That's why he's on my mind, and he called and stuff. Or if it's just the past pulling me back to old patterns.
I think right now I'm getting really strong. It's the old patterns trying to pull you back.
Thank you. That's what I feel, too. I was just, you know, I'm super hopeful, and I really do love him. But
and you can think of it this way. You're always going to love him because he's been part of your journey. He helped you grow and become who you are right now.
That's right. And was I good for him? Did he care about me is the same way, or was it more for me?
Always equal. I think it's always equal. I really don't think there's one getting more out of it. One might realize and be more alert and aware of what it was about than the other.
Uh-huh.
But I really, there's really equal learning opportunities, shall we say, and growing opportunities. Some people take it more seriously than others.
He has taken some
leaps forward, but I'm still getting this, still a ways to go for him.
Okay. Thank you so much, because, you know, the past is, this is a nostalgic time of year and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Easy. and I'm so lonely. It's been 2 years, you know. Is there love in the future if it's not him?
January.
Yeah?
January. Around the 13th. Go meet someone.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank
yes, you.
You
will.
I love your show.
Thank you very much for listening. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So that's if somebody comes into your life, you really need to kind of feel it out in your heart. If you have any hesitation, best to sit back and see what happens. Just let it unfold. As I said, if you love somebody, let it go and see if it comes back. Because if it's truly meant to be, it will be back. You don't want something that is codependent anymore. It won't work. And so many of our relationships in the past were codependent. They weren't equal. They weren't healthy. And that's something you really have to understand. If it wasn't unhealthy before, there is a chance that you both have learned and grown. So you can be in a healthy relationship. But at this time, it better be healthy right from the get-go or else it ain't going to happen. And you don't want to go through that lesson again. So it's best to just, there's certain people who know this is the right guy. This is the right girl. I know this is the right relationship. Let it go. Let it unfold and come to you. Listen to your guidance. If it says this is what you're supposed to do, write this, call this, be true to yourself first and foremost. As a great song of John Mayer says, say what you have to say. Don't hesitate. Now, I have done it, and yes, I have stuck my foot in my mouth time and time again. I'm a Sag. We do that. But overall, I do not and will not doubt anything that I'm doing in my life. So I say what's on my mind. I'm very blunt. I'm very direct. Sometimes it scares people how direct I am, but they know exactly who and what I'm saying. And they know it. They're saying they know it. They know no hesitation, no question. That's the way we need to be more of. Yes, we should be gentle about it. But overall, I'm telling you right now, it is the best thing to do is to be honest with you, with yourself, and with everybody around. If somebody is coming into your life and you're not sure what to do with it, then it's best for you just to step back, really. Let it go, see if it's still around. If it keeps coming back to you and keeps coming back, then there's something there. But make sure you feel in your heart that it feels right and it's healthy and it's going in the right way. That is the best way to do, because a lot of these relationships, like I said, are testing us to see if we really want to go back there, if we really want to go forward. If we really want to go forward and they come back later and it feels right and they feel good and you can just tell they're different, there's something there. But a lot of times people don't change. There's a lot of people that do not want to change, and they want to see if they can manipulate you again. I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I am saying there's quite a few. There's a lot of people who are in our past lives, in our past life, in this lifetime, who really were very strong learning lessons for us. They got away with things. They're going to try and do it again. I'm not saying they didn't learn from the experience. They could have. But I'm just saying the one thing I keep getting, if you put out you want to see somebody and they show up, see where it goes. Don't have anything set in stone. If it's somebody you truly know is for your highest good, let it unfold. Don't hold on to it. Just let it flow and see where it goes. healthiest way to be. And I'll give you an example. A few months ago, I really wanted to get in touch with a woman who actually was the maid of honor at my wedding. I've divorced that man, but I hadn't seen this woman since my wedding. She contacted me on Facebook. I put it out to the universe, and I let it go. She showed up. I know now it's for my highest good to be in touch with her and see how she's doing. I found out that this beautiful woman is a principal in a school. She's got kids. She's got a husband. She's happy. That's really all I wanted to know. I wanted to know that she was all right and doing okay. If we remain in touch, that's great. I got my answer. If there's somebody in your life, a loved one, a relationship that you really, really want, best thing to do is totally let it go and give it to the universe and say, if this is in alignment with my heart's desire, bring them back. Bring this person back in my life and let it go. Now, we have about 10 minutes left, and I really would like to do a meditation and really align your heart to speak out in very distinct, definite ways. And so I'm going to ask you to kind of quiet your mind, sit back and relax. I know some of you are in bed listening to this. And if you happen to fall asleep, all the better. That is fine. It's still getting into your subconscious. And I want you to take some deep breaths. And we need to stay in our bodies more and more now. So we want to give that intention to always be in our bodies. We're bringing our higher self into our physical bodies. Isn't that a concept? Isn't that wonderful? Let's make sure that we're clearing the way so our higher self can quickly, easily be realigned with the physical body so we can really manifest what our heart's desires and our true happiness is and truly create a wonderful, easy existence on this beautiful planet called Earth. So again, breathe in really deep through your nose and hold it for a few seconds to calm your mind. Bring your energies into your heart and breathe out through your mouth. Center yourself. Get in a wonderful, clear space. And we're going to ask your highest, purest form, your true self, to allow itself to be known as it's been hiding, though guiding us. Our highest self is now being integrated fully into the physical form. And we ask that it come in gently and lovingly. And that if there are past lessons that no longer are a part of us, we are truly aware of this in discount. Push it away, clear it away immediately, thanking it for the lessons we've learned from it and letting it go. We're asking the higher self, the heart, our true desires to speak clearly, consistently, in a way that we know with no hesitation or any doubt what it is saying and requesting, that its guidance show us the way to our deepest joy and highest love. We're going to ask our hearts to make sure that we're always true to self. Truly understanding and respecting ourselves in every moment with joy and happiness. Speaking loving ways to all people. That we attract only the highest vibration people as our mirrors now. As we join in this higher vibration, higher frequency, and higher dimension. We're asking our souls to come forth and make sure that we have our soul level purpose in alignment with our heart's desire, and that there is no conflict or obstacles in our way. And if there are obstacles or challenges, we are able to get around them and through them with laughter and humor and ease under grace. In so many ways, things are falling in towards us because we are now in alignment with all that is it, all that is and will be. We are creating a space for our inner child to play. So we can be fully in our bodies, know exactly what to do, and things unfold with such a beauty and ease. That we make sure that we are fully respectful of others and everything that is coming around us. And we want to make sure that we keep fully in alignment at all times. If there's any past issues, aches, or pains, if we are attracting negative energies from other people, we are aware of it and push it away. Sweep it away with a golden net and throw it in the black hole so it is gone forever. And we find the full peace and harmony and things flow. And with that, take a deep breath in and out and rest in peace. And I'm just going to let you go now and feel that vibration flowing through you. So this is a good time for me to say, with each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings and good night. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.